Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Oh, people, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, currently drinking whiskey.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody, currently drinking craft beer. What a concept, right?
Is that a wine glass? How dare you insult me, Cody?
Ain't no damn wine. There's a goddamn beer to get your ass out of here.
his new alien form is so fucking with him, so he's trying to get used to that.
I get used to it by race the Ibishu, correct?
The Isu.
The Isu.
Yeah, the Isu. Yeah, the Isu. They were the first civilizations. They created the human beings and stuff like that, so yeah. Right now, there's some game nerd out there going, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That sounds familiar. He starts humming that theme song to it and shit. Makes that loud noise when you jump into a barrel of hay.
Yeah, that's like an eagle for some reason. Yeah.
Start seeing Cody on rooftops now, staring and shit. Like,
yeah, I got hidden blades and shit.
He's got that toy hidden blade. He's like,
yeah.
He starts posting photos like he's missing a finger and shit. Like it's like, Cody, they don't chop that finger off no more.
Yeah.
Last game you played, by the Assassin's Creed lore here. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean your Isu lore. Sorry.
Isu.
Yeah, your Isu blood there. Today is a very special day, Cody.
Well, it is
every day for me. I mean, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a very special day. It is the late great Whitney Houston's birthday today, Cody.
Speaking of which, funny you bring that. You gonna do a biopic on her soon? I wonder if that's gonna work.
It's gonna be great.
Like every other biopic.
Yeah, they're gonna talk about like how Bobby ruined her and. Even though she was the one that introduced him to drugs, and you know, I can give it right here. She's gonna be abused as a child, grew up in a poor household, had this one talent, got that one opportunity, became a star, started doing drugs and alcohol. Then she came back for that once more hit and she hit it out the park, and then they know it crumbles afterwards.
I'm just shocked it hasn't happened already. Like a cheap ass version hasn't happened already, like BET or Lifetime or some shit.
I want to say it has.
Has it?
I want to say
I know it was a Bobby Brown one.
Yeah.
But I know it was a Whitney Houston one.
For some reason, I want to say there was a Whitney
Houston one. Was there?
I could be completely fucking wrong. I want to look it up, though. Let me get this Isu shit off my phone real quick. Yeah.
get the scales off. Yeah.
I know that the government, since they're tracking us all and shit like that, man, they must be really looking at my phone going like, what is this Negro looking up these days?
What is he doing? What about me? I'm the one that's part alien now.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely got you on conspiracy theory. So. Yeah, so it was. Yeah, I do remember this. So it was.
They did have one.
Yeah, it was a television one.
Oh, yeah.
It was just called Whitney.
Man, I don't remember this. Okay.
This was back in 2015.
Damn, really?
January 17, 2015, and they had Yaya DaCosta play Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's okay, I guess. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that woman looked nothing like no.
Nope. They got this comparison photo. I'm like, no.
They got this chick, Yolanda Ross, supposed to be Robin Crawford. That woman looked nothing like Robin Crawford. What the fuck? Who's playing Bobby Brown? Arlen Escott. Okay, so basically me and you could have gotten this movie.
Yeah, that's dude playing. Jesus, yep, they really could have.
Wesley Jonathan as Babyface. That brother looked nothing like Babyface. Okay, that looked like a fat version of Nick Cannon, by the way.
I'm about to say that's a Nick Cannon looking motherfucker. I recognize him.
Yeah, okay, he can go jump off a rooftop then. And this was like months after the great hit, the Aaliyah movie.
Oh, how cool if you get that one.
Yes, the great Aaliyah movie. The only musicians to get it right so far was the Straight Outta Compton movie. I think.
Yeah. That was the one that's like not really like a typical biopic.
Yes, that was actually
that has certain beats, but it's not like your everyday average biopic.
That was better than that piece of shit that got nominated for an Oscar. What was it? The Freddie Mercury movie.
Oh, yeah.
That movie sucked, too.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That movie was not good. Okay, like, dude, but the performance.
Yeah, I heard some people have problems with it.
But the performance, though, of him, I was just like, that whole production and movie got nominated for an Oscar. I was just like, okay, like, you know. I don't want to do this Oscar so white thing again or whatever shit, but it's just like, you know, Straight Outta Compton was like heavily loved by everyone. You know, I think it was only like a few weeks released before Bohemian Rhapsody, even though it was different years. How the fuck did this not get nominated and that got nominated? Like, I was like, wait, how the fuck did this happen? Please explain this to me, because this
movie Bohemian is Rhapsody, yeah, I guess it follows the more typical biopic blueprint, if you will.
Oh, I'm so
white. It, but does it?
Yes. White.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. It's white, basically. So, because yeah. I'm looking at Straight Outta Compton, it's like, I remember talking shit, going like, man, this movie gonna suck ass, like all these goddamn musical documentary or biopics do. Whatever. I was like, man, this looks horrible. That was fucking fantastic. That was one of the best movies of the summer that year and shit. Well, it came out like end of August and shit, but I was like, hey, that's one of the best movies of the summer.
Right? It was.
This movie, I didn't see not one problem. People had a problem with it. It made some money. That Straight Outta Compton shit came back. They started selling t-shirts and all kind of merch and shit. You started finding out new stories about Easy and all. It's like, man, this is what you want out of a musical biopic right here. This shit didn't get any recognition now whatsoever. And then fucking Bohemian Rhapsody 2 years later, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This performance is a 2-to-4 nominated. And then he won too. I was like, how does he won? This is like, all right. You know, then you wonder why people be like, wait a minute. Conspiracy. Conspiracy, huh?
Yet another one. I got it.
Interesting here. Okay. Yeah, because most of those musical biopics suck, especially when it comes to black people. Oh my God. They can never do those musical, because they always do like the famous, well, because everybody knows that black people are the most talented in the musical industry anyway. But so, I hate to tell that from you. We took that from you and we ran with it, whatever and stuff. You know, we're just amazing at it. You know, my musical creative genius, myself and yours too, Cody, whatever. It's just in our blood, Cody. You know, we're just, you know, we're pioneers of the industry here, whatever and stuff. Because, you know, that's what we do. We take things from you and we make it ours and make it better.
It is.
Yes. I mean, let's be real about that. How much black music has gotten. Look at Elvis. That nigga ripped off everything a black person could ever think of. So, I mean, that's why I was happy when Michael Jackson married his daughter. I was like, finally. We finally took something from your ass.
gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, because a brother's dick going up in that girl somehow. Man, we just thieving ass. Oh, fuck Elvis. I can't stand him.
Elvis is a piece of shit. Thieving fuck that dude. Whatever. I still don't get how he's lauded about people. People still look up to this motherfucker. Like, dude, this dude's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's like a fake ass.
And it's on there. There's records of this shit. People still love Elvis for some reason. I'm like, what?
It's like a white country version of James Brown and shit. It's like, oh, okay. That's not really what I wanted here.
Yeah.
But whenever they do like a black biopic of a famous musician, Aaliyah, whatever it may be, they always look like some straight to TV made shit.
Always does.
Like I would say before Straight Outta Compton, I can't think of anyone besides the Jackson 5 one, right?
I guess Ray was the biggest one.
I guess Ray, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Ray was a
but
good
one. Other than that, I can't really think of any that are like, you know, good. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess Chadwick Boseman knocked it out.
Or well made. Oh, yeah, that was good. That was one of the better ones. Yeah,
that was a good one too. I guess these just didn't get any of the recognitions.
Because
even though Ray did too, Ray got some recognition when it came out.
Oh yeah, of course.
You don't hear shit about it today, though. So you don't hear nothing about it today.
Right? That's because that performance is fucking amazing. That's what that was. Yeah,
that was Jamie Foxx.
He was Ray Charles.
That was his ceiling, right? He shouldn't have acted more after that.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He would never be better than that, ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's why every time I see him now, I just go like, yeah, you're not good in this.
What was the movie he did right after that? I think it was Stealth. Like, damn.
I was like, look, if he ain't grabbing chicks by the wrist no more in these movies, I don't give a fuck about that no more, okay? And that movie was long, too, so it was just like, damn, man.
Yeah, like 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it was 3 fucking hours. It was like, this dude is performing his ass off.
Oh, he killed it, yeah.
And you could damn near say, that was a solo piece, too. Yeah. This was no movie where, like, oh, the backup actors and shit played their parts and stuff. No, no, no. This was Jamie Foxx, straight up, whatever. And you look at that today and you go, like, where the fuck is this dude at now? Like, where is this dude at?
Mm-hmm. Where? But we're doing buddy cop movies with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and shit.
Fucking Annie. Oh.
Your favorite movie.
Fucking Black Annie. Jesus Christ.
Lenny.
The most I saw him, and I didn't even really like thought his performance was amazing, but I was just like, he's something different, at least, was a Baby Driver.
Yeah, he was actually good in it.
Yeah, I was just like, he's different.
Yeah.
It's a start. Because I feel like in every one of his movies, he plays the same shit, kind of.
Yeah, for the most part.
Like, dude, all right. This ain't Heist. Come on now. Let's just... Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm sorry. Like, you're a talented mofo. Like, I've always given Jamie Foxx. You're the highest cred, man.
All time in the world.
Dude, you're the first ever that I know of modern lifetime. Just
these projects he's picked, man.
I mean, he's a fucking comedian, TV show actor, movie star, musician. Singer. And then Donald Glover came and fucked his whole world up, whatever and shit.
Cause really, he was the only one.
Yeah, because Donald Glover said, "Oh, I can sing, rap, TV."
Oh, you think you're the only black triple threat out there? Well, I'll show you.
Yeah, he's like, I'll dance for you with my fucked up beard.
Yeah, my fucked up body composition.
What is up with that body, man?
I should have. It's crazy. Too. Remember he was in Magic Mike 2 and he's in shape and shit.
I was like, even I was still looking at that going, like, why is he in here?
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why he's in there anyway. But I was like, that dude was a good shape at one point. I don't know what the fuck happened. I guess that money just got to him. He just got lazy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It's funny because now I'm starting to like him. and he ain't doing shit.
I know. When he stops doing shit is when you start liking him.
I was like, man, he's actually really good.
I like when he was on Community, and then he brought out some of the Childish Gambino shit when I wasn't fucking with. But, you know, some of the stuff I was.
I never watched Community, so I can't really say. Yeah.
That's how I discovered him.
I think the first time I saw him was his rapping.
Okay.
And I was just like, ooh. Yeah. I was like,
nah, it ain't for me.
Yeah, I said, we could just stop right there, son. And then he started singing. I was just like, ooh. I said, this brother think he could sing, huh? I was like, ooh. He just...
Mm-hmm. He did... Drake think he could sing.
He did a cover for that Tamia song, So Into You.
Did he?
Yeah. Look at your face.
I was thinking... I never even heard. I was thinking about it. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, Cody, it's like... First of all, Tamia is a beautiful, great singer. She's perfect in so many ways. But to me, if you listen to this, give me a call, by the way.
Man, you remember that video, it was like the early 2000s she had, where she was like in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like wearing like nothing, basically. Oh. Jesus. I forgot what song that was.
And that one, Fabulous? It was Fabulous, So Into You. They did like a
remake version. Was that the one? Okay. Yeah.
And that woman ages like a fucking alien of Cody's species or something like that. Okay?
The Isus, right? Yes.
Yeah, like she just ages. Like the older she gets, it's like, damn, no, she's more like...
That's
call me, girl, please. He did a cover of that, and I was just like, brother, that song is meant for like real singers. So like...
Yeah, he ain't it. He's one of them like fake... This fake dudes think they think like Drake, like
Drake,
not really.
And when Kanye tries to sing and shit like that, like
they just change a pitch in their voice. That's not singing. it just changed the pitch a little bit. You're not a fucking singer. Stop it. People like it though, so I can't hate on it too much. It works, but I just see it. I just don't know how other people see it as actual singing. You know,
people love this cover too, and I was just like this. I said, okay, go back and listen to that to me. When you do a cover, it's supposed to sound better or unique or something like that.
Yeah, he's supposed to bring your own twist to it. Well, I guess he did, just wasn't good.
I got this. I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear this?
Right here. Hmm? I am slowly realizing. No. Turn that shit off. Put it off.
I love the comment section. No. Can they like... Man, this man is so amazing and everything is.
The opening was horrible. Does it get better?
That was the opening, Cody. I was just like,
the opening was terrible. Does it get better?
Because you remember how she opens up? She opens up like,
yeah.
He's like, damn, girl, sing it. Sing it. Get up in there, whatever. And you hear him, he's just like, mm-mm, no. I think I'm truly at the
You gotta watch this video. He's just stabbing. He's doing this constant too, stabbing his fingers. Like he getting into it.
Yes, he was doing that on another show. So it was SNL. It was something.
This shit sounds like karaoke between one of us.
He's not suited to these ballads like this. This is like some songs where he's like singing. He's not really singing, but it fits.
Yes.
Like it works. Like feels like summer. That song.
Song. That's a good summer. That works because. Yeah. It's not really him. It's not really singing per se. Or whatever. Yeah. Like there's this mood between singing and freestyling, and he's in the middle of that somewhere. Now, I can get along with that because I like that song. Whatever, so I can get along with that. But when you start doing covers of fucking actual singing songs like "So Into You" or something like that, you're like, okay, no, brother, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing here, brother? Like now, if he would have did like something like it's kind of like what The Weeknd does, you know, they got like it's all about the production value of it.
Exactly.
Like you know, it's not like when you listen to Blinding Lights, you go like, damn, this dude really could sing, right? Like, it's like, no.
Yeah. That's great. I used to fucking hate The Weeknd.
I can't stand them either. But them last two albums.
That last album was like, oh, shit. Like,
the last two albums have been good. So
I listened to one before, but this last one with Blinding Lights and Save Your Tears, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is.
Wow. Well, the last one had a lot of produced by Daft Punk on there, so I was like, man, this is. I was just like, all right, maybe. I said, I'll keep this a secret to myself.
Yeah, this last one, especially, man. That album, shit. Damn. All right.
So the last two albums have been great over there. So I'm listening to this, and I'm going, like, brother, why would you pick this song?
We can do that shit. Bongo, you stay away. Let We Can do that.
Like,
cool him doing that.
Like now, if he would have did like a Weeknd song, I'm like, all right, cool. But like, and then he plays like this acoustic guitar, the melodies, and he's like, brother, you are not a singer. Please stop, okay? So he's a singer, rapper, comedian, sort of
writer.
I really haven't found him that funny, even to be honest. I saw some.
I saw it standard. It's not great.
No,
it ain't terrible. That's why he didn't really go far into it that much. So I was like, oh, yeah, he just sticks to like acting and writing.
It's funny because if he's writing Atlanta, I love the comedy in that show.
Oh, Atlanta's, I love that.
I love that show. Atlanta's great.
A brilliant show.
It's really fucking
good. But he's a great writer, though.
Yeah, he's a great writer, I mean, his jokes are just, in stand up, it's just no. It's like,
I don't think he's meant for that.
Yeah, exactly. But like, he excels in that writing part, though. His writing is off the fucking charts or whatever. So, and then you know, he wears a cape as Lando Calrissian. This motherfucker's everything, dude. Okay, like you know,
oh, he's talented, dumb motherfucker. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I didn't like him until 2 years ago, but still, yeah, he's talented. I'm still waiting for that goddamn song from that goddamn Google commercial.
Oh, that ain't coming up. That's gonna be one of those legendary unreleased tracks that never comes out.
I think the song is called Unreleased.
Oh, that would make sense.
I think that was the first time I liked him too. I was just like, "Damn!" I was in my room dancing.
Like, replaying that Google commercial.
I did. I had it on repeat or whatever. So
yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm talking to you on the movie show. Talking about, I hate this motherfucker. You know, he ain't talented. He ain't no talent, man, motherfucker. He ain't got no star charisma like this. Like, man, I'm in shit. I was gonna get that phone because
of that. That's right, because we were talking shit like, man, these iPhones ain't cutting no more, man. I'll tell you about the Pixel. I was like, yeah, Pixel.
Yeah, because my thing was
on the planet.
Because I didn't give a fuck about, like, I don't have no brand loyalty to a phone. It's just like, it's just easy and convenient for me.
Yeah, you need something that works. And the Pixel is one of those phones.
I just didn't feel like doing research on another phone because I'm lazy people. I don't know if you do that or not. So I saw this commercial, and this is probably the first time a commercial ever hooked me to buy some shit because they never have anything I want. And I saw that. I was like, God damn. I was like, look at this shit right here. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a call. I went to AT&T, my phone provider, when I was getting my new phone right before I went to Egypt, too. And I was just like, yeah, I want that Google phone, baby. And they was like, oh, we don't offer that. Only Verizon and whatever. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Because now they're with every character. But yeah, back in the day, it was just Verizon only.
Yeah, because we're talking like, what was this, 2 years ago? Oh, it was last year. Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. Damn, that feels like forever to go. It feels like forever ago, but
yeah, because right after what you thought you would get, that's when they started switching over to all carriers, like right after that.
Those motherfuckers. Dude, they did that shit on purpose, whatever shit. And I was like, they were like, oh, you, well, you can come back now. I was like, I'm going on a trip next week, and I need the best camera possible for these photos I'm about to be taking or whatever and stuff. Like, oh, where are you going? None of your damn business. Just give me this goddamn pixel phone. I want to be dancing. All you know. I want to dance with myself by a pyramid. Okay, I just want to. I want to have a dance battle. Which I remember, I tweeted that shit, and then Google the phone like responded back to me. They said, because I said something about dance battle with Gambino, you're on, Google. They responded back and said, I think they said bring it or some shit like that. Bring it. I was like, how dare they? How fucking dare they? I'll get that phone when this I get done with this one over here. So fuck that dude anyway. No. I want that goddamn song, by the way, too. Let's take this little goddamn one. Just release the damn thing. You ain't doing shit else. You're in quarantine, man.
I ain't having it at this point.
You think it's like Google got like some kind of licenses on that song or something like that, or what?
They have to, right?
God damn. Commercial,
that's the only place you heard it. You only heard like a little snippet.
I just want to hear it, Cody.
Like 30 seconds, was it?
Somebody had a released version of it, but the audio of it sounds so shitty. It's just like, I can't release my summertime sadness with this. Come on now. I can't get excited. So I tried to watch that movie with him and Rihanna, and I was just like, look, if I got to watch this brother dance butt ass naked.
I forgot about that. That would make no sense.
I gotta watch him dance with no shirt on one more time with Rihanna while she just was sitting there smiling. I'd be like, I think I'm gonna blow my fucking brains out, okay? Like, I don't want to watch this shit.
No.
Okay, so but back to the main topic, though. It's Whitney Houston's birthday. It's Whitney Houston's birthday, Cody. Dude, I mean,
rest in peace, Miss Houston.
That woman was a pioneer in the music industry, and then she done basically smoked her fucking kneecaps off. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, let's be real. Whitney had it all, baby. She had everything. Everybody wants to be what? They want to be skinny. She was skinny. Mm. She was pretty. She was talented. She had some money. Everybody want to be Whitney Houston, whatever. And this bitch wanted to be Popeye. She just could not put that pipe down for the life of me, or whatever. And when you saw that special, that shit got me high watching that shit. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, she was just so coked out of her mind. I was just like, good Lord, this woman is a travesty now. White people said that there was a meteor that was coming to hit the earth and destroy everything and shit like that. Before she passed away, I was just like, shit, send Whitney up there with that rock. She'll stop that motherfucking shit. She'll fucking smoke that shit.
Yep.
She'll smoke that shit so dry. You'd be like, The scientists would be like, my God, Captain Whitney saved us all.
Yeah, but I was about to say, that's like her little super soldier serum right there. that pipe.
You said she would have been the first black woman in space with a pipe. Mm-hmm. She would have been like, Bobby, I made it to the rock. There's so much of it. There's so much.
No astronaut outfit needed. ship, nothing.
She was such a crackhead. She could have smoked the vacuum of space and still came back alive. Mm-hmm. But funny, you know, it's funny because when she died, I guess it's not really funny, but when she died, that's all people make fun of her about and stuff like that. Oh, she's a crackhead. Mm-hmm. I don't see nobody ever do that shit for Carrie Fisher's crackheaded ass.
I really don't.
Just like, shit. And that woman died still on the damn drugs. So, shit.
Still on the pipe.
Still in that damn pipe, whatever. That's because she was laying, though, Cody, you know?
Yeah, she's precious.
I think in another time frame, Whitney Houston could have been Black Leia.
Yeah, sure, why not? I
see that. She was not a bad actress, neither, though. She was pretty decent.
Oh, I've never seen The Bodyguards.
She was pretty good in that, so yeah. I mean,
the other one, Denzel, I don't really remember that movie yet.
So. I'll tell you this right now, Bodyguards some sappy-ass shit, though. It's got a lot of them slow-motion cues and shit, but Whitney could act her ass off. You'd be like, damn, Whitney. So yeah, so Captain Whitney, you shall be missed. Happy birthday, by the way. How old is she?
Happy birthday, Miss Houston.
82 or something.
Yeah, something. Right.
She's before our time, so I don't know. people love them. Oh, I already said that part. So yeah, it's beer week. Cody's drinking some beer right now.
And drinking.
Yeah, you alcoholic. What are you drinking on over there, sir?
Oh, no, since it's craft beer week, I guess we might as well talk about the beer. Today we're doing.
We don't do that one here. Of the
breweries. Oh, we don't?
Yeah, yeah, because last week nobody even mentioned the drinks. They just said hot semen and a...
well, how could you when you bring a hot semen and 5G aliens? Sorry, 5G black aliens.
Yeah, yeah, you're 5G black alien, Cody. Not just get right.
Yeah, of course they're going to steal the fucking show. What you think?
My buddy was listening. He was just like... He said, I don't even know what y'all talking about no more, but he was just like, five, he said, 5G aliens? He said, hey, I...
Hey, it's quarantine times, man. It's rough out here.
It's like, if we just talked about the liquor, this would be a really short show.
Yeah, it should be like 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes.
I'm trying to extend to an hour here, baby, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, I got conspiracy theory.
Should we start off the show with what? We found the name of my race.
Yeah, exactly. And shit, we started off with another Whitney Houston as a fucking astronaut. Shit, that's like conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah. Smoke that goddamn rock. She saved us.
It wasn't Buzz Aldrin.
No.
It was Whitney Houston.
Yeah, she met the Decepticons up there and the moon and shit like that.
Oh, my God. This is a great movie.
And they offered her a peace prize. She was dead before that movie came out, so they couldn't use her. And the family and Bobby didn't want to use her name in that movie. Oh, my God. So she went up there.
So it was like a two-man team with Buzz Aldrin and Whitney Houston.
Buzz Aldrin didn't do shit. That white man took all that credit and shit like that. That white man didn't do shit. He straight up, he just stayed his white, old, crusty ass in the fucking spaceship, whatever. Whitney, she was bold and brave, baby. She was like Batman, brave and the bold, whatever. She went out there, and that's a shitty show, by the way. And
just went out to that rock, like, bringing it back, like, laying the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Jedi power, yeah. Started flying out of nowhere.
And then, like, the rock itself, she smoked it so much that it, like, knocked her out. She's like, they were like, Captain Whitney, Captain Whitney. And like you just said, she was, like, Leia in Last Jedi. She just woke in the...
Yeah.
Boom, zoom. She zoomed to the... I don't care if you like that movie or not. You can't tell me that shit wasn't ridiculous.
That shit was stupid. That was... My God.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Watching that shit, I was like... Yeah, that dog room was like that. I was like, what?
What? So she zoomed past it, and Buzz Aldrin was just like, where did she go? And she was just like, she was like Captain Marvel. She was like, there's other planets out there that need me. Mm-hmm. There's so many rocks out there. They need to be taken. Yes. So Buzz Aldrin, they talk about they staged the moon landing. No, they staged Whitney's death.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, like, it was because they wanted truth to get out.
Yeah, exactly. That she was a hero because America hates the black woman. So,
that's right.
So racist. There you go. The black woman.
Damn.
And then they try to make a fucking movie about it, talking about, like, you know, oh, they were scientists and stuff like that. The black women, they hidden figure papers or whatever the fuck it's called.
What?
You saw that movie, right, Cody? And
what did you just say?
Hidden Figure Papers. That's the name of the movie, right? And they shot them into space, Cody.
Oh my God. How do you get that shit right? So I make that fucking said Hidden Figure Papers.
Yeah. And that's what it was called. What? Look, I know I've been out the movie game for a while now, but that's
like, my God.
I remember it ain't that bad. That's what it was called. Oh, I swear. Wow. I swear I saw it. And they put them women in there. They did the Iron Man 2 to them. They put them women in that lab, and you ain't never seen the life of them again. They didn't see when they shot Captain Whitney out there, and she saved us all. She saved humanity. She saved us. Thank you, Captain Whitney.
Oh, thank you, Miss Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what it came from. Mm-hmm. Houston, we have a problem.
Yep.
Holy exactly. Shit.
Yep. There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go. Come on. Wit and knee.
Wow.
Come on. Wit,
people, knee. Don't say you never learn anything on this show.
You learn a lot.
Don't tell us that.
Wow. Google that shit. Matter of fact, don't even Google
wow.
it.
Wow. Mind drop that is shit. Blown. Holy shit.
Houston, we're not using the term.
Oh, my God.
We're not using the term Google that shit on here no more. We're going to say, last drop that shit. Trust me on this, okay?
Yes.
Trust me on that.
Last drop it.
Check that search engine. Trust me. It's there. Last drop. You just type it in and...
Fuck me. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on. Wit and knee? Come on. Come on. Come on, bro. It's in the name right there alone, too. Wit, wit. Come on, her wit.
Yes,
wit, wit. Come on.
And she had knees. She blew them out with the smoking.
I said that she blew her fucking kneecaps out, whatever shit, flying around like Leia and shit. So come on now, come on now. You know she had that Jedi robe on too.
Yeah,
because exposed, because when she opened that shit, that's when all the pipes and needles and shit. Was there, you know? She was like, I got everything.
That's why there's so much dust space.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Bobby's so quiet now?
He knows.
Motherfucker
knows everything.
They paid his ass off. Mm-hmm. Buzz Aldrin and the Decepticons paid him. I'm telling you, shit. That's why Optimus keeps talking about that fucking secret war. They're trying to find that goddamn rock, shit.
Yeah. Oh, that shit crazy.
God damn, my brain just.
Wow. I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. Overwhelmed, sir.
Is liquor even part of this quarantine thing anymore? I don't even know.
Yeah. We just discovered the history of the universe.
Life.
That's what we're tapping into, life.
Yeah. I'm assuming in the next month or two, we're going to find out the meaning of life.
Yeah.
I think it's getting down. Last drop that shit. Trust me on this. Just
drop it.
Quote me on that, please, okay? Because, you know, I mean, and I'm almost certain that Whitney said it tasted like hot semen. I'm almost certain. Exactly. I'm almost certain. She said
it always circles back to hot semen.
A new tasting note. I hear it's very popular in the communities out there.
Yeah.
I think someone told me they had to cut that shit off because they said they were at work and they heard that.
Oh, God knows she listens to us at work without headphones. You know the drill.
our desktop numbers were extremely higher than mobile.
Always like randomly high?
But this one was like, it just dominated. They like mobile was like so low and then desktop was like so high. I was just like, these motherfuckers at work. Ain't getting shit done. And they listen to the motherfucker. He just said, I had to cut that shit off after hot semen because he was like, teardrops started falling from my eyes. And I was trying so hard not to laugh when my coworker was sitting next to me. And I was just like, well, what does it say in our bio there? Turn your headphones up, motherfucker. Come on now.
Turn them up.
Turn them up, shit. Better listen. What are you drinking again, sir? Piss?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Stella Artois. Stella Artois.
We've had. I'm not even entertained that notion right there.
Hey, would you accept the Stella Artois gift package with box and shit like that?
It's a nice package. I'll probably hang it up somewhere.
Like with the nice glass.
That shit.
It was a nice glass, but I just didn't.
I might use the glass.
I didn't like that it had Stella Artois.
it's a shitty beer, but it's a cool looking glass. You know what I mean?
We just lost all of our Stella Artois beer people.
Oh shit! We haven't lost them already.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Cody. I'm not like you. I'm not. You know, this jaded hypocrite like you or whatever and stuff. Where you be drinking?
Oh, okay.
You drink.
Great. So sorry. Yeah, you don't drink top of the shelf whiskey on your end, sir.
Oh no! Not in a Cavalon glass, sir. I don't do that shit. I don't mix and match, Cody. This ain't mix and match week like you. I don't do that. Okay, I'm not into that. I'm not into that interracial drinking, okay? I'm not into that.
Yeah.
If I got a Stella Artois glass, I'm drinking
Stella Artois.
Although I don't want to drink that shit. If I got a Cavalon glass, I'm drinking Cavalon. I don't do this mix and match shit you do, whatever and stuff.
I've been fucking it because my favorite glass is my Russian River pint glass.
Oh, yeah. You be fucking me up
pour,
with that.
Oh, you seen that. Yeah,
I don't appreciate that. I see it. And
that's
I see
my favorite
it,
glass.
I see it and it just throws my mind. I know.
But I love that glass. That's my favorite glass.
It's like, this motherfucker's got bottle logic in that goddamn Russian River glass right now. It's like,
yeah,
how could he live with himself? Like, seriously. Like,
I don't know. I guess it's that Isu in me. I'm just different.
Oh, my God. See, you're one of those corrupt Isus, though. See, that's your problem.
Corrupt Isu.
You're one of the reasons why.
The Isu that, darks.
You're one of the reasons why the Isu had to be killed and Juno had to come back and shit like that, whatever, and stuff like that. You're the reason why. It's because you started this out the side the box thinking shit instead of going on the normal course of history and making sure that us humans live the way we was supposed to or whatever. You started doing this experimental shit, like you wanted to experiment your Isu DNA on humans, drink Russian River in a fucking bottle logic glass or reverse Kanacho.
Whatever
the fuck you want to do and shit like that. You're a fucking madman. You're crazy. I mean, you're damn near the fucking Joker at this point hearing shit like that now. And it's just
like a dog chasing cars.
Dude, you're killing me right now with it and whatever. You know, have some consistency. Be, you know, organized. Be a gentleman. Be classy. Come on now. Don't Look, we didn't go from ashy to classy for nothing now. Have some goddamn decency, please. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Shit. You told me, I guess.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. You know what?
My fault.
I'm finally glad I got to share that and tell you that because it's been killing me.
I'm glad you got it out. I'm glad you got it on air too.
Yeah,
better so all people.
Yeah, because everybody knows I hate you. So
yeah, oh, I know that.
Yeah,
that clearly. Yeah,
I say that every week. I hate you.
Got it.
This girl was like, "Oh, send me a photo." I sent them a photo of you.
Yep. Yep.
They were just like, "Oh, wow." It was like, "You guys like, yeah, you know." Yeah, it was like, "Hey, so you want to meet up or something?" Nah, I can't do that. I'm busy. I got what you busy with? I got COVID conspiracies to think of and shit. Think of whatever. So you're drinking Stella Artois?
Yes. No. I would drink it. You heard this brewery plenty of times here on the podcast. El Segundo Brewing Company.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most beer company has been drinked on this podcast.
I mean, because it's so local and it's easy to get.
Stone Cold should be sponsoring you by now.
It should. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to get on this podcast.
You promote his fucking distillery. Well, it's not his distillery, but the distillery he's partnered with so goddamn much that I just don't understand why he doesn't contact you personally. You, Cody Williams, right nothing. Here. Call you on number 310 and then just tell you.
Anybody repping El Segundo like I do? Nope.
He's like, nobody likes El Segundo. They're like, El Segundo, I ain't going to that fucking city. Bitch, I'm going to Manhattan Beach. I ain't got time to fucking talk El Segundo. Shit. You talking about the Los Alamitos of L.A.? No, thank you. he should get on the phone. He should be like right now drinking a tall, cold one right now. He gets on the phone. Hey, Cody. Hey, is this Cody of The Last Drop? I'm like, yeah, this is Cody. Yeah. That's the Cody, Mr. Austin, by the way. Oh, yeah. Sorry. The Cody.
Say it right.
Yeah, they Cody. Hey, you know what? I've been listening to That Last Drop. You're really funny and whatever and stuff like that. It's funny. It's just amazing how you can do a whole podcast by yourself and by drinking and stuff like that. Whatever. Cody's like, there is somebody else on there. I don't even know who that Negro is. Anyway, so what I want to do is I want to partner with you. I want to work with you. You're going to drink beer. We're going to raise hell and we're going to leave. Okay. And that's how that conversation should go. Done deal.
Yeah. That's what it should be.
Yeah, it should be that way. I mean, God. And that's coming from somebody that hates you. So.
I say that a lot, sir.
It really is. You know, imagine now someone that me hates you and gave you all that kind of praise. Imagine when people like you.
Got a point?
Yeah, you know who your real enemies are now. Sure. Some fucking human beings. They hate you, Isu fucks. So. So yeah, you're drinking some. So my question was because this person was just like, "Oh, would you like to?" She hit me up and was like, "Would you like to win a Stella Artois gift package or whatever?" And I was just like, "No, not really."
Yeah.
I saw her opening the box up and stuff, whatever. And I was just like, "Oh, that's nice." And she was like, "Oh, she sends me the photo of it," and I was just like, "Yeah, that's nice." She was like, "You want to enter in?" I was like, "No, not really." she was like, "Why not?" I was like, "I gotta be honest with you, I really just don't want to waste my time." She was like, "It's as simple as just putting on Instagram and you just tag someone in it, whatever."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I said, "That's I gotta type in three words, the at symbol, and then the first letters of that fucker's profile." Man, no, don't thank you. That's too much work. I'm so lazy, I don't even want to do that no more. I was just like, "No. I ain't doing that. Especially not for no chance to win no goddamn Artois." But I'm going to sit here and be like, "Man, oh, man, I didn't win that Stella Artois gift package, man. Jesus Christ. It's so French and nice that it's got Artois in it, you know? I think I tapped some Artois on my balls the other day."
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, just took a little sprinkle and said Artois. Yeah, I think that's what...
a little R and a little Trois.
I think that's what they called the Apple of Edens before they were called Apple of Edens for you Isu people. Artois. Artois, yeah.
Artois.
Yeah, my Artois is sparkling right now.
What is happening?
Yeah, what's going on here? I can control things now with my Artois.
Dick is Apple Eden.
Yeah.
Or PC Eden, rather.
I like how shitty beer always try to have like the classiest name or whatever. Like, "Oh, we're Heineken, you know? We're Heineken or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
High.
A Heineken.
Up above.
Yeah.
We're, a class we're, above.
We're Stella Artois, you know? Mm-hmm. We're Artois. Above the... Let me tell you this right now. Any beer you see on a TV commercial, most likely is shit.
Yeah, shit. Dos Equis. all the buds.
I will say though, Dos Equis though, that motherfucker got a cool ass sponsor with that the most American, that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he is.
Him, the Old Spice dude, and the Progressive lady. They make me want to buy their products. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get Progressive insurance. I actually want to wear Old Spice. And just maybe in a lifetime or two, I would drink a Dos Equis because of them motherfuckers right there. Yeah, and it's funny because neither of those has happened yet. I'm not fucking drinking a Dos Equis. I will not wear Old Spice. And I will not.
Old Spice smells like shit.
Come on, the title's called Old Spice. What the fuck? Like, you getting what you getting. And I have not switched to Progressive insurance yet. Okay. I'm still with Farmers. Thank you very much.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not going to lie. I thought it was Farmer John's. And I was like, I like their product. So.
Yeah.
They make good turkey bacon. So
they make good chicken strips.
Yeah. So I was just like, it's a win. And then I saw that symbol. I was like, this is not the same company. Jesus Christ. I fucked up. Oh, well, I'm stuck with them now. So, yeah. So Cody's over there drinking some El Segundo right now.
The 105 IPA.
Mm. How's that taste, sir? Are you giving it a 1.5?
No. No, higher than 1.5. I'll tell you that. Comes in at 7.1%.
Did you just say cum stain, man?
It is. I said that pretty quick. Did it sound like cum stain?
It sounded like cum stain.
My fault. Here we go. Yeah, it's another flavor or vinegar, man. Cum stain.
Wow.
Every week. Just can't escape it. Semen cum.
This cum stain is about at 5.8 ABV here, you know. Wow. Okay, continue, sir, with your cum stain.
Yeah. You can see here it's like a nice golden orange color.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little slight cum haze right there.
Oh,
yeah, it's a little slight cum. Yeah.
Hazel cum.
Light carbonation.
What is hazel cum?
Going for the nose. Little piney. Yeah, the citrus there, a little kind of floral too. Yeah. Just kind of different. Floral, a little herbaceous, if you will.
Yeah.
Just some orange peel.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you get like that, sound weird, but like that pith. You mean you're like, you do that thing with the orange, you like make a cocktail.
This brother is speaking like Isu language, people occasionally understand.
Hey. I was trying to get detail with this shit.
He's speaking Isu language. So if you don't understand that, he's talking about an orange peel. So, you know, I know you simple folks out there like me and the rest of y'all, because we relate to each other. We don't understand that shit.
Yeah, and I'm talking about like that white stuff. Oh, here we go. I just set myself up. We peel up the orange and the white stuff under the skin.
Jesus Christ.
Why did I even bother?
Are you fucking this? Did you come in this glass? What are you trying to say to us right now?
I'm about to.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Is that good, huh? That shit good. Yeah, sell me some of that then or whatever, you know. These companies should be happy that we use these terminologies for, because America loves sex.
It's just too easy. You could not just add these fucking metaphors here, man. It's just too easy. We just can't not do it. You know what I mean?
You know now when you're in public, we were just talking about before we started recording, if we were like celebrities, if we were in public. So you know when you're in public now, after this audio goes out, when your ass is in public, they're going to be like, look at that motherfucker eat that orange.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. Look at him.
The orange the same way again.
That motherfucker, he loves that shit. People are just going to be walking on you and be like, how's that orange taste, Cody? Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, it's tasty. I love it. It's like, oh, I bet you do, huh? Next, you know, People Magazine or whatever, or the Liquor Industry Magazine.com. Yeah, there you go. Cody likes cum.
Basically. It'll be as simple as that.
He likes cum.
It's going to be a picture of me pulling back the orange and licking that shit.
Yeah. I can see. Yeah, it's like the juices out and shit like that. Exactly. It'll be like, yeah. And then they're going to be like, we knew that motherfucker was an alien. That doctor, that Nigerian doctor going to come out. She's going to be like, oh, my God. See, my brother here, Cody, he understands that, you know, hydroxychloroquine and semen, hot cum or whatever. It all comes together. I know people think we're like wearing this out, but trust me, it's going somewhere. And I don't know why I looked at my computer screen. Like, it's like a fucking camera I'm looking into right now. Like,
it's watching you.
Yeah. Like,
I wrap this shit up, JP.
Yeah, I see you, baby. Here, you know, hydroxychloroquine and the white stuff off of orange, it's what possesses Cody. It possesses him very well.
Cody.
It possesses him to the point that he has to keep eating it. He keeps eating it because it impregnates him. It impregnates him at nighttime.
when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Cody has had so many.
I don't see it or feel it.
Yeah, Cody has had so many personal abortions now, it's not even funny.
I'm the ultimate swinger at this point.
Yeah. Why, check his closet. Why do you think he got all them coat hangers in there?
Oh, man.
That's not funny. I'm going to a baby shower after this. I actually am. I'm attending a Zoom baby shower.
Okay. How you doing, Dad? Like, wait.
I ain't fucking going to no public.
Yeah, you sure you want that baby to survive?
So one of our fans, if you will, our listeners from back in the day, he's old school, man. He's supposed to get married this month, and he wanted me to MC his wedding. Well, COVID came in and fucked that all up. That ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah, I'll MC a wedding. And then I had to Google in, what does an MC do?
help on the mic.
Yeah. You just
got some bars.
You're hosting the man, you know, hosting this shit. He's like, you know, bring the funny. I was like, well, I'll bring the funny. All right, shit. I'll bring the funny. So he asked me, they're having a baby now. And he asked me to, I guess, speak at his baby, his Zoom baby shower. Okay. I got some jokes for your ass in there. One of them involved a coat hanger, but I ran that by my.
Yeah, you probably want to hold off that one.
Yeah. I took that one out.
Yeah. Good call, sir.
I said, man, the Target registry is bad. They ran out of coat hangers for me to give you. Yeah, and I was just like, and I ran that by my homegirl who has a kid, and she was like, yeah, don't ever use that joke. And I was just like, okay, all right. I said, what about this joke, man? What about this one? I was going to end it by saying, you know, I see why he hired me, because comedy is like, you know, oh, wait, how did I run something? Oh, yeah, comedy is like, it's just like having a baby. It can go nowhere if the delivery is wrong. And then I thought about that and was just like, I sent in the maybe pile.
Yeah. Stuff over here. I was like, not completely closing the door, but I'm just going right here.
Yeah, like, I was like, I'll read the crowd via Zoom and go like, I could throw that in there now. I can do it. I can go for it. I think one of the jokes I am keeping in there is just like, oh yeah, this is much different from the baby shower I attended with my ex. She was really pissed at me because, you know, she had to clean all the cum out of her face.
God damn.
Hey, it's a baby shower, Cody.
Oh, yeah. Comedy store or the baby shower? Which one is it?
It's both, Cody. Hey, he said he wanted me to speak. He said, bring that joke. Bring the joke.
Jesus.
Hope ain't no kids at this thing. That's about to fuck my whole speech up right now. That's a very big part in that damn speech right there. I gotta tell you. Like, there's a lot. There's a big setup in it. Like, and everything.
80% of your materials.
Man, like, that's
dicks, pussy.
No. Just that one joke. The other one is just abortion jokes. That's all. You know.
Hangers. Abortions, fetuses getting stillborn.
Oh, funny, baby. It's all funny, baby. Come on now. Like, have a laugh, Cody. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll laugh. I just laugh. I don't think they're going to be laughing. But I'll laugh.
Hey, man, you know, I know your Isu blood ain't used to humor and comedy, you know.
Oh, forgive me.
Yeah, that's why your civilization died with that chick named Juno and shit like that. That's why you motherfuckers are ghost talking to people now.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking animuses and shit like that or whatever. So, yeah.
We were doing Zoom before y'all did.
Yeah, that's true. Shit, y'all was doing FaceTime like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
right,
you made that shit up, yeah.
And then you knew when your battery would die, drive, because you'd vanish. Just turn into ghosts and vanish.
Then, like, where the fuck did he go?
Yeah, hold on, what the hell? Yeah, so what are you giving that beer, Cody?
Oh, well, look at the taste real quick. The flavor...
Tastes like shit.
Pretty good, actually. It would probably be hoppier. It was about, how was this can? Motherfucker, I just saw the date. Okay, maybe not this particular can, but it was canned July 24th, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not too old. So the bitterness kind of, I'm assuming the bitterness calmed down a bit. It's not too bitter. It's like a little
bitterness.
You think
you all American and shit now, huh? Because you got a beer that was in July, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, possibly. This resinous beer is pretty resiny.
July 24th, huh? You didn't think I caught that, did you, huh?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, yeah.
July. July, take out the 2/4, I see, huh? Okay. Yeah, anything I caught that, huh? Yeah, anything I caught that, huh?
Oh, you just see everything, don't you?
I see all, baby. My third eye.
You got the eagle vision. You sure, man, you got Isu?
Nah, brother. Nah. You sure? I'm probably half Isu.
Yeah, you're part of some sort of old civilization.
Yeah, I'm like Alexios standing in an Odyssey or whatever. Okay. You know, half. You know, or Cassandra, or whichever.
You bitch got something in you. You got something.
You know, I got black in me. You know,
yeah.
Literally.
Oh, no, that. Yeah.
Literally, yeah. Because you know, last night was wild. yeah. So you didn't think I caught that though? July.
No.
Take out the 2/4, huh?
No.
Mr. American over here.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. I don't need to wear my mask. I'm invincible American over here.
No. Yeah. Oh, okay. Forgive me. Sorry.
Yeah. You didn't get caught that. I caught that. Mr. No. My right to bear arms, Second mm-hmm. Amendment, only amendment I know, American over here.
Mm-hmm. Mr. All Lives Matter. Oh, I know.
They should test people to say the if they know the amendments.
Yeah, they probably just know the number and don't know what the fuck it means.
I don't even think they know the number. I think they only know the first two. My freedom of speech, my right to bear arms.
You know what you should ask him? Ask him all the branches of government.
We've asked that before when Bush was president, and that didn't go too well for half the American civilization. Yeah. like, that was pretty fucking embarrassing.
I know there's a legislature. That's what you call it, right?
What was more embarrassing about that is when fucking Cheney, at the time vice president, gets on TV and fucking calls people out for the shit. When I forgot what reporter asked him, is like, you think that's okay to do that? Because he was doing some fucked up things like he always did. And he was just like, the American people don't even know the three branches of government. So everything
I wonder, okay. I wonder if they know how many houses like a bill has to get passed today that the president signed that shit off and everything's just peachy clean. I said, yeah, president just signed it. That's it.
The way
that they know that.
The way that this country works, I think they only know the laws that affect them. So obviously the gun laws and then the freedom of speech mm-hmm. laws or whatever. You know, they don't, like I was watching a movie. Watching Dewey Cox yesterday. I was watching Dewey Cox, and then it was funny because he was just like, I didn't know it was illegal to get married in two different women. I'm just like, I'm willing to bet a lot of men don't know that actually. So, yeah. Oh, spam risk. Uh-oh, spam risk. San Fernando, California. Let's answer this call, Cody. Hello.
Fernando.
Hello. Call 310-824-7744 before authorities are sent to your house. Please.
I've got this anti-spam shit on my phone. It was supposed to work. And I still get fucking spam calls.
Same here. So
I still get the motherfuckers.
I sometimes like them because I'll answer them if they got a number. And I'll just like fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me just put you on hold real quick, okay? Okay, they'd be like, "Oh yes, sir, yes, sir," and I put them all. I'll come back like 5 minutes later, be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Last time I told him I was like so fucked up. I was like, you gotta excuse me. I am super fucked up right now. I am so fucked up. Whatever
it is you say, what?
whatever you're selling though, whatever you're selling, I'll fucking buy it though. Seriously,
I'll like, get some fake ass credit card number.
Yeah, I am like so into buying whatever the fuck it is you're selling. Like volcano insurance, Hawaiian insurance, whatever. Just give it to me." So,
well, if I'd wrap things up over here,
mm-hmm.
Bitterness is pretty light flavored, resiny, kind of piney. I honestly get a little stone for a little kiwi too, which is weird. I don't really get that a lot of beers these days, but IPA sometimes I get it. Mm-hmm. Like stone fruit, kind of tropical ish, maybe a little biscuity. There's floral notes, and honestly, on the back end, it's kind of, well.
This 5G Isu motherfucker is making this shit up right now, people.
It's a little grassy, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. But the finish is pretty clean. It's crisp. But, yeah, I don't know what it is about El Segundo beer, but it's all about their malt. It's like a particular flavor, don't you? I can't pinpoint it, but when you're drinking it, you know it's El Segundo beer. I wish I knew what the fuck that was. I got to figure that out. But all the beers had this particular note in it. I love it. It's probably a lot of, yeah. But it's a really good beer. I'll probably give it I give it a 3. I give it a 3rd drop. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Yeah, yeah. So if you see this around the store, make sure you get it fresh, people. This is, once again, the 105 IPA from El Segundo Brewery. Coming in at 7.1 alcohol per volume. So
probably the best freeway to ride on.
True that.
There is no best freeway, but
there's no best freeway, but if you had to choose one.
Yeah. 105 most likely would at least get you somewhere.
Yeah, well, at least out here, shit.
Yeah, because damn sure ain't the 405.
No, not the 91.
And no, hell no, not the 91. No, hell to the no.
Not the 60. No.
Five. I mean, the 605, you can probably get lucky. I'll probably give that number 2. I'll give that number 2 lucky or whatever. But 710, that could be shit sometimes too, especially with them trucks and shit. Yeah, freeways out here suck, people. So,
oh, terrible. Fucking awful.
I see why people retire to like little mountain towns and shit after a while.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Or why they move out to the fucking boonies and shit.
I completely understand that shit. Like, you just don't want to be around that shit when you get to an age. You just like, I don't want to be around now, to be honest. So,
I don't know.
I could see myself doing that. Getting out of the city. Old, by the way, if I can make it that long. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is I don't want to get caught.
You won't make it. So you have to work
with it. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm really, I don't want to get caught. Because there's a black man living out there or whatever and shit. You will get caught. Taking a walk one day, maybe you're fishing or something like that, because obviously you ain't gonna get no real fish anywhere else in town. So you gotta go fishing. Next you know, these hooded overall wearing figures come out of the fucking trees and shit and be like, "Where you going, boy?" You act like you don't hear them. Mm-hmm. You know, your third eye is keeping you going straight. You know, you're like,
the eagle vision.
Yeah, the eagle vision. And you're like, "Oh!" Yeah. Why are you making them noises, boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, they must got eagle vision too. They hear. So yeah, you know, Cody was using a lot of big ISU 5G words there.
Little terminology right there. Had to put it on the people right there. Get in depth, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let people know. This is also a recommendation show. So I gotta let the people know.
So what Dakota is saying right now is if you drink his fucking beer that he just told you about, you too can be fucked by the 5G alien. You too become one. All right, we're gonna stop with that now. So, thanks to Art Lunatic for making those drawings.
That show's hilarious.
Yeah, it was the one.
I love alien me. That looks awesome.
It, funny enough, it looks like you, to be honest.
I know. Like, he's telling us me. I was like,
I didn't even have to ask. I was just like,
one
has facial hair and the other one doesn't. So I was like, yeah, well. Yeah, I know who's who then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. What you mean? What you mean, you alien? It's that 5G, bro.
5G black alien.
Yeah. If he's black, I don't know. That might be the next one. Seriously. Only time will tell. I think instead of a top 10 list this year, we're just going to do a top 5 conspiracy.
Top 5 conspiracy. That would make sense because obviously we ain't getting no fucking vaccine this year. So, yeah, might as well.
Yeah,
this series all year.
Yeah, this year is done with, son. So it's a done deal. I don't know why people haven't accepted that yet. It's like,
oh, people still have hope? Man, I guess I have been.
Dude, fucking restaurants and bars were crowded as fuck last night.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
It was just packed as fuck.
Every time I drive around downtown Culver City or El Segundo or whatever, packed all the fucking time.
I know somebody that, speaking of Culver City, I forgot the name of the bar. It's across, it's like right on the end of the street. I always forget the name of that bar. I've been in that bar like twice. I got a good selection there. This motherfucker told me he was around his brother that had it, and he still went to this fucking bar. I was just like,
I don't, people don't care.
Yeah, you're a fucking ass. But that's why, because people always say, oh, you just like, you know, like you just paranoid. That's why you don't want to come out. It's like, it's not that I'm paranoid. It's just like, motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Well, it's like, if they don't give a fuck, I can't trust you then. So,
I think how many people have that same mindset he does?
Yeah, like, how many stories have I told you that I knew people that did this shit, though? Like, it's like, I didn't tell Cody like 4 or 6 stories now of people that they knew personally that they've been around someone or that they felt sick and still went out anyway. And it's just like, yeah, look, I have no problem. If I wanted to go out, I would go out, whatever. But I just don't want to be around a motherfucker that all of a sudden be like,
yeah, I was by somebody that had it, but fuck it, I feel fine. So, you know, whatever. No, thank you. Too many people are selfish, so I just choose, fuck it, I'm just going to keep my black ass inside. What am I going to a bar for? My fucking house is a bar.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally a walking fucking bar.
So
you're
building up my shit, too, so yeah.
I made margaritas the other night with tacos.
The bar? Oh, did you? Nice.
Yes, and they were fucking delicious. You know, margarita mix is like $5. It's so goddamn cheap. It's like they want you to get fucked up.
What tequila did you use?
I used 5 different tequilas.
Really?
Yes, I used 5. Yes, I'm serious. Because I have.
Oh, shit.
I used 3 bottles of Patron. I used the regular silver. And then I used this orange liqueur Patron. And then I used the honey agave. And then I used some Don Julio. I used Don Julio.
How'd that taste?
That'd
be amazing, right?
So they all had different tastes, too. At first, I thought I liked the orange liqueur Patron because that was the second one I had. But then the agave one, the honey one, tasted really sweet. I guess
too sweet.
I wouldn't say too sweet. I would say for some people it might be perfect, but the alcohol in that was stronger. So about 3 of those, you're gonna be feeling a little buzz, or whatever and shit. So because I think the alcohol percentage on that was about 57 or something like that, or whatever. And then we had some Don. I had some Don Julio. I forgot the year. And then I had some tequila I brought back from Mexico. It was brown tequila. So. And then pour that in with some just regular margarita mix. Nothing, because I went down that margarita mix aisle and I just like, shit, there's so many fucking flavors. And but they're all cheap too, though. It was like the most I saw was like $8. I was just like, man, I was like, shit. And they're like in big ass gallons and shit. I mean, I'm talking like, because I'm trying to make more cocktails and margaritas and shit. So, I would think my favorite one. I like the brown tequila one, but I don't know. They all had a uniqueness to it where I could see myself drinking either one for a different day.
So, okay. Sounds good.
I would give every one of them, though, like, there wasn't a bad one. They were 3s and up. Yeah, I would go 3s and up. Yeah, even the sweet one, which I was just like, this is sweet. But I had, like, that big ass, my sister, who I gave some to, she took them big-ass beer glasses I had.
Mm-hmm.
She was drinking it from those.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had like kind of like the glasses you have right now. I was drinking from those. Mm-hmm. So I had about 5. Damn. I had 5, man, I was sleeping like a baby.
You said yesterday we did this?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. It was Thursday. It was Thursday. So yeah, Thursday I did it. Because I remember I was making funny. It was like, it's Thirsty Thursday. So yeah, Thursday I did. I picked up the margarita mix when I got my Weller Foolproof at High Time. So I was like, let me go down to margarita mix. I'll get some margaritas. Gonna make some tacos, carne asada tacos, get the grill outside, smoke those real quick, whatever. So I had about those. I slept like a fucking baby. I'm not gonna lie. I was like,
I'm sure you did.
They even got like the little salt mixers too, like little cups, whatever. You just put the glass in, bam, dip that.
Oh, mouth. Those? Oh.
Yeah. I don't fuck with it unless a bartender puts it on there because, you know, it's like, oh, it's the experience of the bartender.
Yeah, it ain't necessary.
But yeah,
cool, little cool little touch.
Yeah, but I'm not, look, with COVID, I'm not even just so much COVID. I mean, this year is specifically like talking about health and shit. The last thing I want to be doing is adding salt on anything right now. So
that's fair.
So I wasn't fucking with the salt too much, whatever. So I was like, I'll leave the salt alone, whatever. But if I go to a bar and say, I'm not going to be like, oh, my health or whatever. I mean, golly, I'm drinking, first of all. So. But yeah, if I go to a bar and that's part of the experience, yeah, because you know they're making beautiful drinks here at the bar, so they're putting these concerns. I'm like, you know, these drinks look gorgeous. I'm making homemade drinks here. I ain't making like nice looking glass.
Yeah, you ain't trying to do it up like.
Yeah, I ain't got no like.
I feel you.
I ain't got no orange peel and cum stains in the glass and nothing like that. Yeah,
or sure you put the lighter under the orange.
Yeah. I ain't fucking with no lighter and no liquid. I can tell you. I ain't fucking with none of that, whatever. So,
yeah, nice.
But it was pretty fucking good. I'm not going to lie.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
So I made some
margaritas.
Yeah, you should go get some mix, dude. Like, you could.
I've been fucking with whiskey sours lately. I think I perfected that shit, man.
I made a damn good whiskey sour yesterday, by the way.
My shit is good.
I made a such a good whiskey sour yesterday that my fucking mother drank it. She was like, this is fucking good. I was like,
I was like, I think you like whiskey. It's like the third time when I heard you.
My folks too. They love whiskey sours.
Yeah, and this one I did go on. I put the cherry in there and everything because I got cherries. So I mean, I eat cherries.
Same here.
I eat cherries, so I got cherries. I was like, I can easily do a cherry thing, whatever and stuff. So I'm gonna try Manhattan maybe on.
Ooh, that's Tuesday. That's the move right there.
But I'm looking at glasses too, because
because I don't have the glassware.
I want the proper glasses for the shit and stuff like. Yeah. I want that. I don't know what it is. I think it's like a martini glass. So it's like that long.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, long with the round.
Yeah, like, with the round
short. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I want that glass if I make a Manhattan because I was like, that's the only way to make Manhattan. If you ask me, it got to look classy and shit like that. When I start making them nicer and shit, maybe I'll start like putting because I was thinking of starting to do since I'm being quarantined for a little bit long. I'm gonna start making like doing Instagram live. Me and Cody probably gonna. We should like do a show from there one day.
We should. That'd be dope.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think you get like an hour on there, and we only do these shows for an hour, so it's perfectly fine. So, because I do want to start making more drinks now because that's what I've been doing. So,
yeah, what else gonna do?
The margarita is fucking good though. I was kind of shocked by because at first I was just like, I think it depends on the tequila use. Not really.
It's hard to fuck up a margarita. There's better margaritas than others, obviously, but it's hard to really fuck it up. You know what I mean? It's so simple.
Roof on Wilshire's got a great fucking margarita. Wilshire margarita.
Yes, they do.
I love that margarita.
That is, yes.
God,
yes.
I miss that place.
I also miss that place. That was that time out there.
I miss a lot of places right now. I miss a lot of places right now. Barcode, looking at you too. I miss the fuck out of you. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I can tell you right now.
Barcode.
If you had them burgers right now, my black ass would probably be trying to get a burger right now. I know they remodeled that whole patio set out there. Or whatever, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah,
out
I saw
there,
that.
So
yeah,
yeah, that looks real nice. But that Wilshire margarita tastes really fucking good.
You ain't lying, brother.
I mean, I drink that more there than any other drink too. I mean,
because all the drinks are good, but that margarita.
It's on Wilshire. It's called the Wilshire Margarita. So you're like, shit. I always go for the city name drinks, if you will, in a bars, whatever. It'd be like, this tastes good. Shit, let's try it out.
Wilshire
Margarita. So, sure enough. That Wilshire Margarita is just so relaxing, especially on that area too. That rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
shit. Yeah, sip of that. Yeah, like with the sun setting too. You're just chilling by the pool.
Yeah.
The music playing. Come on now. Get the fire pit.
I was there this year in February, and a little bug got in my drink. I was sitting on the patio in the back here. I just lay. I almost took a nap. I ain't gonna lie. with a glass in my hand.
Spot.
And a little bug got in my drink, and then the lady came by, and she was like, "Oh, she's like, there's a bug in your drink." She was like, "Let me go get you another glass." She brought me back two glasses, and I was just like,
"Damn!
Thank you so much."
Word. Wow.
She probably you the only black dude I see around here anyway. That's why.
Yes, that'll hook you up.
Yeah, she's like, I've seen you before. You're that perverted dude that's always telling people to jump in the pool.
So, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, jump in the pool. I remember that day we went there.
She wanted to jump in the pool. I like to think of myself, Cody, as a motivational coach. That's what I am.
Yeah, you look at it that way.
Yeah, I motivated her. You know,
I'm trying to save face and all. Yeah.
Look, sure. YOLO, Cody. Except for COVID. No, YOLO.
Yeah, everything else.
Yeah, everything else.
Yeah, YOLO.
YOLO, but COVID. No, YOLO. No YOLO over there. No YOLO.
No YOLO.
No YOLO. Hey, before we get out of here, we're gonna wrap things up. We talked about the XFL last week, and so apparently it was Dwayne Johnson's ex-wife too that bought it with him.
Yeah, he wasn't the only partner there.
It was multiple
people.
Yeah.
It was him, Danny Garcia, which is his ex-wife, and some other.
His ex-wife, man, she's like the fucking, I think she's the reason why, like, Dwayne is, like, so successful and most shit, because she
She's like a manager, right?
Something she is, yeah. She's like a financial advisor and shit, but she's like a fucking boss, though. She was
pretty much the same size as him, too. You've seen her.
Yeah.
A big woman, dude.
That's a huge,
fucking around that.
To quote one line from Deuce Bigalow, Melzer, that's a huge bitch, okay? Like,
she could fuck you up.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that sometimes. I mean, you know, hey, girl, give me a call. You know? Yeah, but apparently she was mad last week, too, that she was like, Dwayne wasn't the only fucker that bought this shit, so that she didn't get any kind of news record. Part of me is like, I don't blame her. I'd be pissed, too. I'd be like, shit, that wasn't his fucking money. That was my money, too. At the same time, it's Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest.
Of course, star. Yeah, of course, that's going to be the fucking
headline. Yeah, that's going to be the headline. I mean, if it was just her name and somebody else, I'd just be like, oh, some other investor. But when it's Dwayne's name attached to it, it's like.
Oh. So he probably really didn't buy that for shit.
No.
$15 million
total. Yeah. How much he put in there,
you know what I mean? And I don't know how many total investors there were in that. So
it's funny because I was listening to reports and everyone was just like, this was a steal and shit like that. Because like you said, it's so low-balled or whatever that like. And I, you know, I'll give it this. I'm not gonna watch it.
No,
I don't give a fuck. I have a little faith in it with Dwayne Johnson behind it. I'll give it that. Let's just say that. Maybe there's a chance of succeeding because I just think that his credibility is so liked and well loved that no one really has anything bad to say about him. That I'm willing to bet that he can get people to back him on it, like as far as a TV network and shit like that. So I'll give him that. And obviously, that's really all you need is a fucking TV contract. You get a TV contract, shit, I don't give a fuck what you got on TV. You're going to get paid either way. So, so you get a deal with like FSN or some shit like that. Oh, dude's getting paid automatically because you're talking about a contract, especially because Dwayne, you know, he loves to talk. I can see him easily breaking down a 3-year contract with them or something like that or and be like, hey, I'm about to get paid like a motherfucker. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt of making this work. I don't know for how long, but I think he'll get more people wishing for his success than Vince McMahon ever would.
he's a good promoter too. So that's going to go a long way to help.
He used to play football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know how he promotes his fucking movie. So he's going to promote his own fucking lead, obviously, to the nth degree.
What's the name of that show he's on? Was it HBO Ballers?
Ballers, yeah.
So he's doing a real life version of Ballers.
Yeah. You have to think about that. Yeah, he actually is, yeah. Yeah, yep.
So he's just getting ready for another season. This is just method acting for him.
Yep.
Yo, I bought a football league to prep me for this. We're trying to get this Emmy, dog, and like I need to get really into it. So is he like the first black sports owner?
Like a whole league. If he is, they didn't mention it.
And I would assume she's like the first woman to own like.
Yeah, because I never heard about any like a whole league. I never heard. You
know, yeah, I've never like.
But you want to count like the big three with Ice Cube? That counts.
I guess it does.
Yeah,
but like he didn't really groom those players or anything like that. Or whatever.
But
like,
he still owns the league, though.
Still owns the league. That's true. Whatever. Yeah, but that. I think that league actually, yeah, because I think they were on FSN, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think it was on FSN. So yeah, actually, yeah. So yeah, okay. So yeah, I guess that does count then, because yeah, if it's on TV, especially like we're talking FSN. I mean, not everybody has it, but like we're talking at least about 1 million homes plus.
Yeah.
That's a league itself then. So yeah, but yeah, I would say she's probably the first woman then owner of a whole league then, right?
That I know of, yeah. I can't think of anybody else.
Well, I know we joke about the XFL and all that shit, whatever, but I'll give them a little pat on the back route for them. Like, I don't plan on watching it because, look, I got enough goddamn sports to watch. I can barely keep up with the ones I got now. it's really difficult. I don't know how because they don't.
Yeah, I'm so just deep in the NBA. I really don't care about anything. I used to be a huge NFL fan, too. Not so much anymore. I still like it. I still watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm just all NBA right now. That's just me.
It's funny because they don't intertwine with each other. It's different seasons for every sport, and yet somehow I still manage to struggle to keep up.
well, shit, now all this COVID shit, they're going to intertwine now.
Yeah, like, dude, I missed a UFC fight that I even forgot about. I was like, that was sick. First of all, I'm missing days. I don't even remember what fucking days it is nowadays. I'm just automatically lost. So when I found out it was UFC fight on Saturday, I was like, it was Saturday?
Yeah, because... Because this current NBA season is going to end in October. That's when you're usually supposed to start the NBA season.
Yeah.
And, you know, football is already going to be started. Football starts in September.
September.
And, they're going to cancel that shit. That shit ain't going to work.
And we got baseball coming on. And then...
That shit probably can cancel too.
I think that shit's going to continue to go on.
You think so?
I don't think they give a fuck. Like,
seriously. I don't know how.
Like,
they don't have the right protocols.
It's almost been 3 weeks now, and they still been going with that shit. So like, I don't think they give a shit.
I guess. We'll see.
I think hockey's supposed to be coming back.
Hockey. Yeah, I think hockey, yeah.
Was it October?
I think. Hockey's October. Yeah, if not, yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Tennis, you could easily do tennis.
Yeah, WNBA, they're doing their season right now.
Yeah, WNBA. Yeah,
tennis is easy, obviously.
Tennis is easy. Golf is easy. You do that shit. Just tell those people that's clapping in the crowd, get the fuck away from here. You know, who would want to go to that, by the way? Hey, yo, Cody.
Some people really into golf like that.
Hey, I like playing golf, too. Don't get me wrong.
I like playing it. I like watching it.
I don't give a fuck if a crowd is watching me, though. Hey, yo, Cody, I just got some tickets to this PGA tour. You want to roll? Let's go to it, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, nobody says that. We got to be all quiet and shit. And with it hidden in the hole.
What? You know, my black guy, God, fuck yeah. I'd be like, yeah, yeah. God damn it, yeah.
The first one pulled out there.
I'll be like LeBron. Scary. I'll be like LeBron when he was at that Cleveland game for the MLB and shit when they lost to the.
Oh, yeah.
And that motherfucker's like, yeah. doing that for Tiger. Be like, you're a Tiger. Yeah, get on there. Get some, bro.
Yeah, because I don't even know if college is going to have a season this year either. College sports.
I saw something.
I think they're trying to do this, but I don't think
they were trying. But I think they can't. I think they can't. If I'm not mistaken, they canceled football for college.
Yeah,
right? I think so. I could be wrong. So,
yeah,
UFC has managed to get it working. Obviously, I mean,
yeah. Well, that's easy. Yeah, they can do that.
This is just it's overwhelming. First of all, I'm just so out of it, to be honest, with TV and shit, that I just don't keep up with days and dates anymore. Everything's going on at once. I'm just like, yeah,
it all blends in.
And then, you know, after watching interviews with the president that can't pronounce words like Yosemite and shit like that, you know.
Yosemite. Whatever the fuck he said.
Yosemite. Cody, that's what he said? This motherfucker said that shit twice. It was like, man, y'all happy?
Who
y'all
the fuck called these? I never heard somebody refer to Yosemite as Yosemite.
Look.
What the fuck?
If you can't read, you shouldn't be president. I just say, if you can't fucking read, you should not be.
George Bush, not this motherfucker. It is amazing.
Like, we just can't be. People laughing at us. It's just like, you know, there's already a stereotype that Americans can't read and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do not need the leader of the free world.
Oh, we're just, this whole country is one big stereotype at this point.
Who cares if he misspelled Aurora wrong? He's getting shit done. It's like
I'm just thinking about people in Canada and New Zealand. How they're looking at us right now.
Oh, like, dude, I just read a report about New Zealand. How they were just like getting it. That shit is all perfect and shit. It's like, fuck them. It's like, fuck New Zealand, motherfucker. I'm so jealous. Man, I was reading something. I can't remember where it was now, but yeah, it was. I don't even remember where it was now. Oh, yeah, New Zealand has gone 100 days without community transmission of COVID-19. Here's how they did it.
100 fucking days. That is insane.
That's 3 fucking months.
That's insane.
The whole summer, Cody.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
That, speaking of, that summer about to be over. That's crazy. This shit.
What did you do this summer?
That's shit. Drink, play video games.
I went to the bar yesterday. And as soon as I was leaving, this fool that walked in, I was paying my shit or whatever. As soon as I was leaving, because they only let one person in at a time. You got to sit in your car until they call you in. He came in. He was like, and then my barber, he was just like, I heard you went out of town this week. He was like, where'd you go or whatever? And he was like, I just went to Florida to hang out and stuff like that. I ran out that fucking I ran out this barber shop. My barber was texting me. He's just like, yo, what the fuck, dude? He's like, dude just came back from Florida. He kind of just like, he was like, oh, it's so beautiful out there. It's the best, one of the best cities out there. You know, it's like, oh, it's so great. I got to go back anytime. I was just like, oh, man. Fuck that. Why the hell would you want to go to Florida? Well, I wouldn't want to go anywhere. First of all, I'm not sitting on a tiny ass plane for 5 hours right now.
Fuck that.
I'm not even sitting on 30 minutes.
Hell no.
I'm good. Oh. No. A train, maybe I can get away with it. Because you get your little cart by yourself and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay in your little area or whatever. And if you see them wipe it down, you're like, all right, I'll just stay in
this. I kind of see trains, maybe.
Yeah, I could do that. Because
they're spacious enough.
spacious. Yeah. And if you pay like the extra couple hundred bucks, you get like a bed and shit like that, whatever. Yeah, your own little private car.
I can see that working. Yeah.
I could do that. I could do that.
Planes, though.
Nah, hell no. Nah. you have you ever been on a plane where somebody hasn't bumped into you?
Nope.
Exactly. So
all cramped up and shit.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Excuse me. Yeah. Bag
such I mean, I don't know how people are flying right now. I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Good fun. Well, people, we're going to wrap things up here. So we're going to get out of here now. So that has been the last drop. I think we got a lot done.
Think Cody, so.
Cody's going to get out of here and go share some Isu blood with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's talking about the truth is out there. He's going to go talk to that doctor. He's got some more quotes for her to give out to his people.
Correct, correct.
I guess that's it. So, yeah, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And this has been another edition here of The Last Drop. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Always appreciate it, folks. Always.
Fuck all you people out there who just don't give a fuck then. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cheers.
Cheers.
Ting.
Ting.